Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Eric from Seattle is. Eric, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Eric. All right, he's ready to rock. Steve, go ahead and get out.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Eric has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Where do the Seattle Kraken play their home games?
Climate Pledge.
Yes. The State House Bell was the original name for what historical landmark?
Can you say that again?
The State House Bell was the original name for what historical landmark?
Liberty Bell.
Yes. What color balloons were added to Lucky Charms in 1989?
Green.
No.
Red.
Yes. Which planet is known as the jewel of the solar system?
Pluto.
No.
Pass.
Which Midwestern state elected a former wrestler as its governor?
Missouri.
No.
Kansas.
No.
Ohio.
No. The duck-billed platypus is one of 3 mammals that can do what?
Legs.
Yes. What classical composer was the subject of a song by Falco?
Pass.
Thursday Island is located off the coast of what continent?
Wait, say it again.
Thursday Island is located off the coast of what continent?
Australia.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, Eric.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take it. Split right down the middle.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's enough. Steve came in with a smile on his face, ready to seize the day.
Yes, right. Carpe diem, bitch.
Are you sure, though? Are you ready?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Showtime.
Where do the Seattle Kraken play their home games?
That would be Climate Pledge Arena.
It would be. The State House Bell was the original name for what historical landmark?
The White House?
No.
Pentagon?
No.
Deja vu?
No. What color balloons were added to Lucky Charms in 1989?
Red.
Yes. Which planet is known as the jewel of the solar system?
That would be Uranus.
You wish, but no.
Do I? Jupiter?
No.
Saturn?
Yes. Which Midwestern state elected a former wrestler as its governor?
Oh, Minnesota.
Yeah. The duck-billed platypus is one of 3 mammals that can do what?
Swim.
No.
Fly.
No.
Talk.
No. What classical composer was the subject of a song by Falco?
Oh, Rock Me Amadeus.
Yes. What is his last name?
Amadeus Mozart.
Yes. Thursday Island is located off the coast of what continent?
Let's go Africa.
No.
Let's go Asia.
No.
Let's go Antarctica.
No. What part of the body does a rhinologist specialize in?
The butt.
No.
The foot?
No.
The ears?
No.
Damn it.
Steve, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. That's a tie. 5-5.
Eric,
great job. Next time you'll beat him.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too. All right. Let's see here. He did know that the State House Bell was the original name for the Liberty Bell.
Oh, I did not hear the word bell. I don't know. I'm not saying I would have got it right, but I thought you said like ball. I'm like, I don't know what a ball is.
I hear excuses. He also knew that the duck-billed platypus is one of 3 mammals that can lay eggs.
Uh-huh.
And he also knew that Thursday Island is located off the coast of Australia. And a rhinologist specializes in the nose.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that what rhinoplasty is?
Yes.
All right.
Look at the big brain on Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
We love this feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message. And some are rather interesting, Steve Miggs.
Yeah, someone wants to talk awkward moments.
Oh, I can't wait to slide into our VMs after Limp Bizkit.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah.
give it a try. Leave us a voice message. You can do it through the Odyssey app. Just be on the lookout for the little microphone icon, and that's how you get it done. Steve,
yes.
What is happening in there today?
All right, let's check out our first voice message, Taryn Daly.
Hey, what's something that people get wrong about you? This, a lot of people assume that I'm smart, and I think it's because of the glasses and how I dress, but I'm really f***ing stupid.
I mean, calling it like he sees it, I guess.
Sometimes I want context. Sometimes I just want to know, like, why did somebody decide, you know what, I'm going on my Odyssey app, I'm leaving this voice message for this radio station because I just need to get it off of my chest.
We're a safe space.
That is very true.
And, okay, maybe that's an exaggeration, but I'm smart enough to know that I'm dumb, but I'm dumb.
Well, like, how dumb? Do we have an IQ test to go off of?
And many people in my wife's family come to me asking me to help them with their computer stuff and this, that, and the
okay.
other thing. And I try and fake it till I make it, but I don't know what the f*** I'm doing. Like, what do you want from me? I'm wearing glasses. I dress nice. It doesn't make me smart.
I mean, you look the part, though. I mean, you got to understand.
So what? How do you dress stupid? Danny can help us. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I was going to say, go look in the mirror, Steve.
Two different colored shoes.
Too late.
We also know that people that are kind of, you know, not the smartest wear glasses and dress nice and sit next to Steve Miggs every day.
Wow. I know. I do. I am wearing glasses now. This is a
can
new thing.
Can you help me with my computer?
I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I totally relate to this person when I'm wearing my glasses.
Dude, I do kind of understand what he's talking about when it comes to, like, people, because I work in radio. I don't know why all of a sudden they think I'm also, that means I know how to fix anything that's, like, a technology thing. So, like, I'll go over to, like, my wife's family. I remember, like, before he passed, her grandfather would always be like, can you help me with something? I'm like, sure. I'm always up to try and help. And then he shows me, I'm like, I have no idea what's wrong with your computer. I cannot help you. I'm sorry. My only advice would be to turn it off and turn it back on again.
I'm kind of like you. I don't have the technology know-how that I probably should have.
Right.
I have to outsource that to other people or, like, watch a YouTube tutorial.
There are some times I want to help, but I'm just like, you know what? I kind of understand what this guy's talking about
yes,
now.
Yes, totally.
Daily Mix, Brian from Snohomish.
Okay. Brian from Snohomish.
What up?
All right. I got a topic for you. I went and saw that movie, Honey Don't, last weekend with my mom. Let's just say it was a little awkward. There was a ton of sex scenes in it. Lesbian scenes nice. With Qualley and Aubrey Plaza. Chris Evans had some sex scenes with, like, S&M, crazy stuff. Yeah, a little awkward. So please, talk to yourselves and talk to your listeners. I want to know if you guys have had the same awkward stuff happen like I had. Anything that you saw on screen or anything that happened in the theater that was off the wall crazy. Let me know.
Taryn, you're shaking your head yes.
Yes. We were at my parents' house a couple months ago and decided we're like, just felt like laughing. Like, let's put on a comedy special. So we put on Tom Segura's stand-up and mm-hmm. it is wildly not appropriate to watch with your parents, and especially for Brad watching with your in-laws. It was, we didn't even make it maybe 10 minutes and we turned it off. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. No.
Is that vulgar?
Yes. I mean, he's hilarious, but in the privacy of my own home without my parents sitting on the couch with me.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't even think they gave it another try. I think they were done with that special.
I have one that involves my grandma. That's not the story I've told before. I'm starting to want, now I get why my grandma probably wanted to know nothing to do with me. I remember I convinced my mom, my buddy Chris came over. I'm like, can we order this pay-per-view or something that was going on? We were big Howard Stern fans. And my grandma was there as well. My mom's like, she didn't care. I think she also was kind of, maybe she didn't like her mother-in-law. So I think she knew that, like, the writing was on the wall. A Howard Stern pay-per-view? You want to watch that while your super religious old grandmother is here and is forced to watch it with you? Absolutely. It was Butt Bongo Fiesta.
I don't even know what that means.
He would parade these super hot girls into a room, and they would sit over his lap, and he would play their butts like bongos. It's exactly what you would think it would be, Danny.
Man, why don't we do that here at The Rock next week?
I mean, wow.
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Was your grandma actively watching?
I think her eyes were open, but I think, like, nothing was. I think she was just kind of, like, staring into the abyss. She did a lot of prayers.
After that.
She had the rosary bead going full force.
So did you just lean in? You're like, don't care that grandma's here. We're watching this thing because we paid for it.
We kind of got to the point where we just ignored that grandma was there because my buddy Chris and I were really fired up about seeing this, and so like we didn't want to not watch it, but it was also like looking back on it, what the hell was wrong with us? Like, at least go watch it upstairs or something like that. But, you know, the big TV back then, it was like, you know, maybe like a 26-inch or 30-inch TV. But, like, we were just sitting there thinking this is the funniest thing in the world. Grandma did not think it was funny.
Maybe the beads were just a front and Grandma was actually really into it.
Oh, you think she thought Howard Stern and his butt bongo fiesta was awesome?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
I am willing to bet that you have seen his Yacht Rock remixes all over the internet.
What if Metallica was Yacht Rock? Apologies in advance.
The Professor, Nick Harrison is his name, and he is in town for the Gen X Comedy Takeover at Emerald Queen Casino tomorrow night, and he's going to join us in studio at 7:20.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
His videos have brought joy to every single person I can think of in my life, Steve Miggs. The Professor Nick Harrison joins us now. And we're so excited that you're here for the Gen X Takeover, which is tonight at the Emerald Queen Casino. What is up, Professor?
What's going on, guys? It's so great to be here with you tonight. I mean, tonight. Oh, Jesus.
You've already had a rough morning.
Already had a rough morning. I had to take the bus in and didn't know I needed an Orca card. And they were like, yeah, just get on the bus. You're fine. You can ride. And I had to walk up a hill just to get to the station. So I'm out of breath. The producer was down. So it's like, hey, man, we're coming on. Great, great. No more stairs, right? Yeah, it's elevated. Fantastic.
That would have been great if they take the stairs.
Oh, God. I would have walked out. Like, yeah, just... We're just not doing this promo stop. I'm sorry.
All right, so when you said you took the bus from Tacoma, because you're in Tacoma for Emerald Queen Casino, right, which is happening tonight with the Gen X Takeover.
Yeah.
What was the bus trip like for you? I was like, I can't believe he's taking the bus right now.
You know, I'm a common man, Migs. I'm sorry. You know, I know you think millions of followers, this guy's everywhere. No, I'm just like y'all. You know,
Where's your private plane from Tacoma to Seattle?
Well, you know, that's tomorrow. That's not... I'm flying that back to New Orleans. Like, while I'm here, common folk.
Yeah.
At Starbucks like everybody else and just drinking the regular coffee. No, I'm kidding. No, it was a great bus ride coming back here. Like, it was quiet. Like, I had a seat to myself. You know, it was better than the plane. Like, I was in between two people and couldn't move. Seat to myself. I could just watch stuff on my phone, edit videos, all the things, and you know, everybody smelled okay. There was no rank. I don't know how to describe it. Tropical smell.
Okay.
It's very
exotic.
Nice.
Times have changed. Yeah. Usually people don't have that kind of story when they take a bus from Tacoma to Tacoma.
Oh, no. It was actually pretty nice. Can't complain. You know, you got great buses, Tacoma.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Great to hear.
That. Look at that.
We have the Professor Nick Harrison with us right now. Most famous, you're known for turning turning famous rock songs into yacht rock songs. Mm-hmm. And we played some games with the soul versions of these songs that you're doing now.
Cool.
You are a busy guy. This is like your full-time gig.
Yeah, like it's crazy, man. Like, we're doing the content at, you know, I work from home, so I do the content all the time, and I'm putting videos out every day, doing stuff on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and all the stuff. And now we're doing a comedy tour going all over the country. This will be the beginning of the busy part of the schedule for the tour, because we're in Tacoma tonight. We'll be in Charleston, South Carolina in 2 weeks, and then we're going to Cancun right after that. And then we'll be on a cruise headed out to the Caribbean for a week in November. So it's between now and Thanksgiving, I am going to get very little sleep.
So are you able to even process how much your life has changed over the course of the last couple of years?
No, we have these conversations all the time about how, because the last time I talked to you guys was when the Yacht Rock stuff was popping. That was a year ago.
Right.
And I wasn't even on tour at that time. I had done like one gig and that was it. And now we're going all over the country. 2026 is going to be even bigger. We're going all over the place. And it's just, it's crazy how everything has grown from then to now. But it's all kind of fun. You know, it's, you look into your DMs and all these people are messaging. Like, I got a message from Gavin Rossdale the other day. Right, exactly.
My boyfriend, Gavin Rossdale?
My face, exactly. I was like, hi, Gavin, how are you?
Man, I
I love the glycerin, brother. I figure that's what he sounds like. I don't know. I love the glycerin. Can you please send me a copy?
So did he reach out to you? Because I know, like, you did a soul version of glycerin.
Right. Yeah.
Glycerin.
Right, like he enjoys it, loves the clip, and they want to play. They're on tour in Europe right now. They want to play it before they go out on stage during the tour. So that's why he asked for the copy.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, right, right. Like, and that's crazy with these, like, soul versions and Yacht Rock versions that this has kind of happened. Like, when I did the Yacht Rock stuff, there were bands, there were people sending me videos from Download over in Europe. People playing my Yacht Rock. Seven Dust was playing my Yacht Rock stuff before they went on a stage. They did it in MSG last year, which is like, so I've played Madison Square Garden,
yes, kind of.
So it's like, it's, sorry, it is, yeah. I gotta lay out for a second.
It's not my time to wonder why everything gone white. Everything's great.
We might need to stop. I feel like we're, yeah, about to start like some weird orgy by listening to this music.
Please don't. My wife is listening. Please don't.
From my perspective, I just have the professor and I have Taryn just jamming and Steve in the middle just kind of like the biggest cheesy smile on his face. And it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Like, it's just, oh.
So, I mean, for people to have a little backstory of your world, like, you were an actual professor, you were a teacher.
Yes.
And then the world shut down.
Yes.
And you decided to put together these fun videos.
Yes.
And next thing you know, you're no longer a teacher, and you're just touring the world, and you have millions of followers, and, like, you could never predict something like that.
No, it's crazy, because, you know, we did the thing during COVID, and that was all cool, and then kept doing it when I went back to work in the classroom, and then I did that for a couple of years, and then I got to a point where I was like, I want to go do this full time. So I retired, moved to South Louisiana to be with my wife, and started making the videos full time, and then everything kept snowballing, and then I did the Hot Wheels TV show on NBC.
Yep.
And then the tour came around, and I was like, okay, let's do this now. And because I've always dreamed of being a stand-up comedian. It's something I wanted to do since I was a kid. So when the opportunity came forward for me to do it, I went headfirst into it. And now it's blown up bigger than any of us could have ever possibly imagined. And it has brought me to the Daily Mig. So I made it.
Yes.
Woo! Look, Ma, I made it.
And so tonight, it's the Gen X Takeover. And it's, yes, I know we talked with Justin Ruppel, comedian Justin Ruppel. He's kind of the host of the whole thing.
Right.
And it's just a part comedy, part music.
Y'all talk to Justin?
Yeah.
Why?
I owed him a favor.
Ain't nobody worry about real. Yeah.
And tickets are available at emeraldqueen.com if people want to come hang out and just like go down memory lane when it comes to the world of Gen X culture.
Yeah, so you can go to GenXTakeover.com as well to get tickets and the VIP package as well if you want to meet us after the show, which is really the coolest part of it.
Now, even though, Professor, I am a millennial, I identify as a Gen Xer. I know that Steve is a Gen Xer.
Let's
you're
go.
Like, and the professor, you're like the face of Gen X right now. So
nah.
I actually put together a special edition of Beat Migs at 7:50, and it's all centered around things that a Gen Xer should know. Are
yes.
you down? Are you down to play the
I'm
game?
I'm so down to play the game. It's time to play the game.
Yes,
let's go.
The Daily Mig Show. The Daily Mig Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
We might need a soul version of that.
Hey, send me that MP3.
You want to know who's ready to beat Migs? a very special guest, the Professor Nick Harrison, who is going to be at the Emerald Queen Casino tonight for the Gen X Takeover comedy tour.
Yes.
And you are ready to smoke this man at some Gen X trivia.
Have you guys not seen the trivia videos that I post on my socials with like the AARP folks? I'm dominating in trivia. I'm about to dust this dude.
Why are you looking at me when you say AARP, man? I mean, I'm a Gen Xer.
I think you
I'm
know
not
why.
A boomer.
Neither one of us has hair, Migs.
That's fair.
Yes. Let's just be real. And no, again, like AARP, you can join like at our age. Like we're AARP age now. You know,
you can
the
join
oldest.
When you're 18.
The oldest Gen Xers are 60 years old.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
We're in prime area for AARP, and there's so many great benefits and. I don't know if you guys know this, but the tour is sponsored by AARP. So, hey, AARP. All right.
Let's get
your membership card today. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, his nickname is literally the Professor, Steve. I think you're going to be in trouble.
I'm kind of screwed.
He looks very ready to go, so you get out
all right,
of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, the Professor Nick Harrison will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Okay. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
How many licks does it take till you get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
3.
Yes. Who was the 40th president of the United States?
Oh, God. 40 was H.W. Bush?
No.
W. Bush?
No.
Clinton?
No. Who starred in the movie Pump Up the Volume?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
Which boxed food product mascot was a 4-fingered white glove with a red nose?
A Hamburger Helper.
That's right. Which Major League Baseball franchise won the most World Series in the 90s?
In the 90s? The Yankees?
Yes. How many studio albums did Van Halen release with Sammy Hagar?
3.
No.
2.
No.
Pass.
Which children's toy came with a name and an adoption certificate?
Kevin Patch Kids?
Yes. What year did the Berlin Wall fall?
Jesus. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. That was 85.
No.
84.
No.
86.
No.
Pass.
Who had the nickname The Juice?
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct for the Professor Nick Harrison.
I don't like that number. I don't like that number.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Steve, welcome back.
My blindfold.
That's how we ensure, Professor, that he is not cheating. He wears a blindfold.
Okay.
Yes. Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
Isn't it 3?
It is.
Yes.
Who was the 40th president of the United States?
Clinton.
No.
Obama.
No.
Bush.
No. Who starred in the movie Pump Up the Volume?
Pump Up the Volume. Oh, that's how Christian Slater.
It is. Which boxed food product mascot was a 4-fingered white glove with a red nose?
I can see the guy. Is that the Hamburger Helper?
Yes. Which Major League Baseball franchise won the most World Series in the 90s?
The 90s. Ooh. The Yankees.
Yes. How many studio albums did Van Halen release with Sammy Hagar?
3?
No.
4.
Yes. Which children's toy came with an adoption certificate and a name?
My mom had one. Big Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yes. What year did the Berlin Wall fall?
1992?
No.
91?
No.
90?
No. Who had the nickname The Juice?
O.J. Simpson.
Yes. Moving On Up was the theme song for
the Jeffersons.
Yes. Wow. Steve Miggs, you got a score of 8, and that is a win.
Let's go. I am the ultimate Gen Xer.
8-5.
Let's go, Mr.
Trivia. I blame the hill that I had to walk up. I'm exhausted. Okay. I wasn't ready.
Well, neither of you.
I have a show tonight at the Emerald Queen.
Neither of you knew that Ronald
you
Reagan.
You all doubted me.
Ronald Reagan was the 40th president of the United States.
Oh, it was Reagan. Okay.
And neither of you knew that the Berlin Wall fell in 1989.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Nice victory there, Steve. I think you're the new professor.
No. Don't do that. No, no.
Can I get your TikTok followers for that?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man.
I gotta feed my family, Steve.
Nick Harrison, the professor, he's part of the Gen X Takeover tonight, at Emerald Queen Casino. Tickets are on sale at emeraldqueen.com, and people can give you a follow at Mr. Professor 318. mean.
Yes.
You want to stick around for a little more fun?
I would love to.
All right, we're going to continue the good times with the professor, Nick Harrison, after Queen.
The Daily Mix Show.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.